Continuing with the Middle East now, joining us is Robert Lacey, author of Inside the Kingdom. He's a longtime historian and analyst and expert on the situation in Saudi Arabia. Good morning, Robert Lacey.
Hello, John.
So it's great to talk to you. And certainly the Saudi government, and you're well aware of this, has made no secret of its contempt for the Arab Spring and the uprisings in places like Bahrain particularly. Meanwhile, the U.S. and NATO countries and even Britain have made no secret of the fact that they support the pro-democracy movements around the world. So it's a particular irony that apparently the British armed forces were responsible for training an elite Saudi Arabian National Guard unit sent into Bahrain to put down the uprising in Bahrain. What do you make of this?
Well, it's absolutely right. This British detachment has been there 30, 40 years training the Saudi National Guard. It's no secret that the Saudi National Guard is a tribally based force specifically set up to maintain internal unity or to suppress the population, depending on your authority, to maintain order. What I would say as a Brit, of course, is that there's about a dozen of them. There are hundreds of American officers training other aspects of the Saudi armed forces in all sorts of things. And, of course, when all these agreements started, it was all to do with the battle between the Saudi government and Al-Qaeda. We were desperate to suppress one of the sources of terror in the Middle East. Well, of course, Al-Qaeda is aimed against the House of Saud, and so it seemed a very good idea, and many people would say it remains a good idea, that we have real experts suppressing Islamic fundamentalist forces that operate in Saudi Arabia, or have operated certainly in the past.
So, Robert Lacey, is this an example of a kind of complex relationship that when turmoil occurs in the Middle East, you're going to have these sorts of contradictions? Or are there separate constituencies within the British government, some who think the Saudis need to be supported at all costs, and if that means put down the Arab Spring, then so be it? And another faction which actually believes that Arab democracy is a better idea than supporting these other governments?
Well, obviously, Saudi Arabia, you know, supplies oil to us as it does to you. I think, actually, President Obama put it very well in his recent speech, in which he pointedly did not refer to Saudi Arabia, but where he did say, he didn't mention it at all, although Bahrain was mentioned, which was an oblique swipe, you might say, at Saudi Arabia, but he did say, we must acknowledge that there are times when our long-term objectives cannot marry up with our short-term interests. And I would say the short to medium term interests of both the United States and America remain a matter of keeping security in a country like Saudi Arabia, where the consequences of disorder are not just disruption to our energy supplies, but could have repercussions all over the Middle East.
So training the Saudis to possibly put down pro-democracy uprisings is just sort of a perplexing contradiction. It's not going to be a scandal. Nothing's going to change here, right?
Not for the medium to even medium long term, I would say, John.
All right. Robert Lacey, author of Inside the Kingdom, on the situation in Saudi Arabia, where the British armed forces have actually trained a National Guard unit that was sent into Bahrain to put down pro-democracy demonstrators in Bahrain. Robert, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.